Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right, let's do a Cancel Me Now podcast. G'day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Cancel Me Now podcast, episode 44. My name's Isaac Butterfield. This is the podcast where we answer serious questions, We do heaps of serious shit whilst drinking many beers. I'm here with the great man, Bluey Nielsen. Joshua, hello.
But,
what's happening, mate? I tell you what, the Daily Blue, great Instagram page. You should go follow it.
Yeah, I mean, I agree.
I hear you've been talking shit about Raptors. What do you got against Raptors, mate? Raptors are a great car. They're a Ford car, a Ford sports performance vehicle.
Ford Ranger Raptors are the automobile of choice.
For legends.
For wankers.
What are you talking about? Well, what would you buy?
Let's get a bit of context here. Why are we talking about Ford Ranger Raptors straight off the bat, Isaac?
I allegedly bought one.
So you've upgraded.
I have a Hilux Rogue, which is a great car.
But
I see the Raptors. They're bigger. They're burlier, they're manlier, and they should be mine.
Hiluxes are so good. They're what the Taliban were using. They were mounting machine guns on the back of, getting through the desert and blowing up the infidels. So
well, there is
nothing wrong with a Hilux.
I've driven through Redfern with my Hilux, and I haven't done that yet.
Also, with a machine gun mounted on the back.
We have to. You've got to protect yourself.
Of course.
I decided to, basically, through my business, I have a car because I travel for business. Allegedly.
Anyone from the ATO listening to this?
I am a businessman. I do business. So I have the Hilux. It's a great car. And I bought the Rogue. I bought it in 2018, my first ever new car. I was stoked. So happy to buy it.
It's sick.
Bought it for $60,000. And I'm trading it in for $60,000, which is hilarious.
They hold their value.
They really do. And because of COVID and issues transporting vehicles and all that type of stuff.
And the Taliban have them
all. And the Taliban have got them all with the machine guns.
So they're in demand.
It's actually one of the options you've got with the Raptor is machine gun or not.
Did you want the mounted Gatling gun extra? Or you're like,
duh.
Obviously.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, we decided, Dickie and I, to get a new vehicle. And every 4 years with a business, you usually trade them in. Roll them over.
Ipso facto.
Yeah, whatever that means. What does ipso facto mean?
I don't know. Therefore, ipso facto. It's on dodgeball.
Nice.
Ipso facto.
Ipso facto. And you know what I've got at my gym, to go off topic? I've got a towel, a gym towel that's from dodgeball, the planet. Globo Gym.
Mm.
But everyone thinks it's a Planet Fitness towel because it looks like it. Like it's like the purple Planet Fitness towel. So everyone's like, oh, why would he have a Planet Fitness towel?
The Globo Gym purple cobras.
Yeah, I got the.
That's like one of the last funny movies I can remember coming out. Like that era of like comedy, like Will Ferrell, like Step Brothers, Dodgeball, Superbad. There's been nothing funny come out for fucking ages. Like nothing genuinely funny.
I remember being at school and we were at a year 11 camp and me and a bloke who I knew throughout school called Isaac Morgan were screaming at each other stepbrother quotes.
Because that's all you did. You'd watch whatever the movie was and then you'd just come to school and quote it. And you were like the funny.
And here's the problem with today's youth. They're not watching funny movies.
They're sitting there watching TikTok.
So now they're going to school going.
Yeah. I hate
fucking
kids.
Losers.
I hate anyone. Hate anyone under the age of 25, I hate.
I think they should be king hit.
Patricia Gabe.
Oh, so now we've got... Okay. So Gabe's worked hard over the weekend. He did some downloading and he's got push buttons. Do you want to go... Gabe, you also have a microphone. Producer Gabe.
Hello.
Now, do you want to run through what the push buttons do?
He's got sound effects programmed.
Okay. All right, am I coming through all right?
Yeah, he sounds good.
We got the iconic The Rock wrestling.
Shut up, bitch!
Okay, so that's The Rock.
I don't mind that.
Before he went to Hollywood.
Yep.
Now, you got to try and remember to talk into the microphone.
Yeah, I'm getting in front of me now. Here we go.
It goes with you. Okay.
Here we go.
Yeah.
All right. We got the iconic Matty Johns.
It was better than liquor.
These are all iconic, too. You can call them all iconic.
Yes.
I think Bluey will like this one.
You'd be in jail.
Donald J.
You'd be in jail.
Gabe's, no one can see, but Gabe's got a like a trendy like glue
dad
superstore
hat.
Dad hat on, like, obviously that young cool uni students wear, but it looks like a MAGA hat. It's like red with white, white writing. And when I got here, I thought he had a Donald.
Shut up, bitch. Okay.
There was some in here that I did. There was some in here I didn't really like. There's a few poking fun at the boss.
What I'm boss?
I'm a diva, bro.
Oh, these. Oh,
that, that's a quote from last week.
Apparently, I said I'm a diva, bro.
I am a star.
I like these sound effects. Good work, Gage.
One more, but Buttsy didn't like this one.
No, God, please, no, no.
I don't like The Office.
No.
I don't like that Office. I like The English Office.
Don't like either of them.
Yeah, right.
Everyone's good or what?
No. You're tasteless. You're tacky and I hate you.
I am tasty, all right? Therefore, as you said before, Gabe.
Ipso facto.
Ipso facto. Well done on your first week in the job.
Yeah, congrats. You're still gay though.
Super. Grinder Gabe, which I think should be his nickname.
I like Gumtree Gabe.
Or Grinder Gabe.
Yeah.
Gumtree Grinder Gabe.
But back to the original point. So you bought a Ford Ranger Raptor.
Yes.
Now, on my satirical
2002
page,
model. Everyone keeps calling it 2003.
2020.
Yes.
2022 model.
Even, yeah, I bought a 2022-23 model.
And in the Patreon, we're going to reveal how much it costs because it's eye-watering how much you spent
okay.
on it.
Okay.
Or you can say it.
No,
now
no, we'll talk about it at the Patreon. So go and check out Patreon, $1 a month, all right? That's all it costs.
And the irony is, if you pay the $1 a month to find out how much this car costs, you will immediately cancel your subscription.
Because obviously I get paid.
Because
too
obviously
much.
This cunt doesn't need the money.
So go and check out Patreon right now. We will, basically every week after this, we do a Patreon exclusive podcast. So go and check that out. Isaac Butterfield on Patreon, just search it on Google if you don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
Probably shouldn't be on the internet.
Yeah, I mean, get out of here.
But I bought it. And you take issue.
So on my satirical page.
You're still using that? You're still giving
not
that a
really,
go?
Not really. But I've written multiple articles about... the guys who drive Ford Ranger Raptors are generally wankers. I feel like they're the vehicle of choice for, like, wankers. Like, they're sort of atypical. Well, it's a big... Like, if you... Like, I don't know if we can get a picture of a Raptor up. Google it.
No, we can't.
Google it. Well, of course we can't. Gabe's got no idea.
I'll work on it next week. I'll get pictures
mate.
Up for you.
One thing at a time, mate, Gabe. Yeah. They're a big, bulky, jacked up. Mate, I'm going to...
No more.
They're big, bulky, jacked up, black, just aggressive.
So you have a problem with the colour. Black, is it black? You just don't like black?
I didn't realise
I don't
until
see
you said
colour. That's my thing. I don't see colour. So I don't know why. Because they asked me, what colour do you want? I said, I don't see colour.
Anything but yellow.
Anything. I don't want to run off the road. So
they're just like FIFA workers, like blokes who just tow jet ski. Nothing ever goes in the tray of a Ford Raptor.
Bullshit.
What
bullshit?
What
jet ski? I will put
jet ski life jackets.
I will put my water bottle for the gym and my gym bag.
There's nothing.
And that's it. And their groceries.
Oh yeah.
And because I don't know if you know this, Daily Blue. I reckon, by the way, before I say this next bit, I think you should change the Daily Blue to not just posting articles, but you should post things with yourself in it as well.
Yeah, agree. Well, I'm all out of ideas for articles, so I'm glad you said that.
But
you're
a funny dude. I think you should post more stuff with you, a couple of selfies here and there with something funny on it. A
few rod shots.
Cock shots.
I mean, why not?
Yeah. Why not? What? How's this? This is probably getting a bit too personal, but I'll share it with the members of the Cancel Me Now family. I love you.
Love you guys.
We've been having issues with scammers on Facebook. A lot of people have issues with scammers on Facebook, Instagram. You know, the hot chicks are like, God.
They pop up in the comments and they're like, I'm so lonely.
Oh, check out my last story. I came in it.
Yeah. Yet to find one that came, actually. I checked them all.
They never come.
Anyway, thoroughly.
It's disgraceful. Just squirt for once, please.
Please.
So I went through, I posted a very particular post on Facebook recently that got a lot of likes. 40,000 likes, actually.
Not counting. 40,000.
Anyway, I'll reveal what that post was in a second and we'll talk about it because it's important. But I also happened to check it out and there was someone pretending to be me. Now, on Facebook, because I'm a big deal, I got a blue tick. Big deal. Let's say, hey, you know, it's actually me. And I guess one of the reasons they do that, not just to make people feel better about themselves, is to show that you're actually dealing with the person, particularly when money's involved, like if you're buying tickets or whatever, you want to make sure it's the right person. Anyway, I checked it out and someone's using my name and they're saying, hey, you've won $5,000, you know, come and do this and do that and claim your money. And anyway, some people have been scammed and they've lost money.
Oh, you're kidding.
And I've reported this to Facebook 1,000 times and it, and other people have too. And it always comes back saying, oh, your report didn't, nothing happened from it or nothing came from it, which is bullshit, right?
How's they'll take a post down if you like show nipples or tell someone to fuck off, but then someone's scamming people out of
whose nipples are you showing?
I mean, mine would get taken down in an instant. They're like half, cut in half ping pong balls, but.
Oh, really? big Devon sandwiches.
Oh, they're big.
So, Fritz sandwiches. Not everyone uses the word Devon. Did you know that?
Didn't know that.
Yeah. Why? I did a joke about Devon. I tried to write this joke about Devon and, Cabanossi.
Yep.
About Cabanossi is like anal sex. Like, no one really wants it unless it's not available.
And then you.
Like, if it's always, it's like on a cheese board. If it's always there, you don't care. You don't want to touch it. But if someone turns up with a cheese board without it, you're like, oh, I really want Cabanossi. And they say, you're not having Cabanossi. You're like, yeah, no, I want Cabanossi. But if it turns up all the time, you're like, I don't want Cabanossi.
Yeah. And it's kind of like anal too. And like, your breath tastes bad after it as well.
Exactly. Now, I stopped using the word Cabanossi because a lot of people don't know what that is. Then I started using the word Devon. A lot of people don't know what that is, so I just abandoned the bit.
That's funny because a lot of, like, I understand people not understanding what Cabanossi is at your shows because there's a lot of uncultured swine.
Please.
That attend the, please. In the mass. But then Devon, so that should be their staple.
In Devon circles.
Yeah, literally.
In Victoria, they call it Fritz. It's a whole thing.
I hate that place.
Anyway, so these people. Where did I get onto Devon chat?
We were scammers. We just got sidetracked.
Sidetracked. Anyway, Devon, we'll talk Devon on the podcast.
We'll talk Devon and Patreon.
No, Patreon podcast, Devon chat. So they're, you know, offering them money, all that type of stuff. And then they actually take their details and all that and steal it and scam it. It's horrible.
That's not good.
But a guy sent me one the other day saying that, and he showed me a photo. And I saw it and I posted about it. And it turns out, this is what I believed, that the scammer had sent a dick pic,
oh,
pretending to be me to this dude.
Oh no!
So I post about it, that's blowing up.
That's terrible.
And I actually got onto Facebook, and the lady looked at it and said, "Okay, yep, we'll sort this out. We'll get rid of this scammer," which is great. I actually want someone who's a hacker to contact me.
I'd love to get a hacker on the podcast.
I'd love to get a hacker on the podcast, but I want a hacker to fucking hack back.
Revenge hack.
Yeah, I'd love to do a video about that.
Anyway, you want
to
hack them back?
Hack back the crack sack. That's what I want to do.
Of course.
That's what we'll call it. Now, I saw the dick pic and I blew up about it. And the guy messaged me. He said, "Nah, man, you got it all wrong. I sent the hacker the dick pic."
Oh, no. So the guy who was getting scammed retaliated.
By sending the hacker a dick pic on Facebook.
With an aggressive rod shot.
And I have the shot. I can show you.
You know what? That's probably not a bad idea. You know, they say like if your house is getting broken into and you're nude, just run it, whoever's broken in, because it's like very confronting.
I'm not going to recommend that we all get nude and send nude photos to scammers.
But if you are getting scammed, it's probably not a bad, it's like a porcupine.
You'd be in jail.
It's probably not a bad defense mechanism. Like
it is. I'm trying to find this photo. I'm not ignoring it.
Probably don't get the rod shot on.
No, I'm not going to show it. Oh, okay. I'm not going to. We'll get it on Patreon.
Yeah, we will. Oh, I love this. Love this whiskey. Great stick, whoever.
I'll cut to it the was. Wide.
I don't. No, it's. Oh yeah.
You cut to the wide shot.
Yeah, we're wide. Yeah, cut so to you the can't wide shot. It.
Great stick, whoever. It's all right. It's time. Like it, the naughty stick. The picture of it. No, great stick. Very impressive. That is intimidating. That's very funny.
Mm.
That's very funny that it went up like that as well. No, you got it wrong. Yeah. It's my cock.
It's my cock. He's like, nah, man, you got it all wrong, bro.
That's
it's
a
my
great
cock. And I was like, fuck.
It's funny that mate. His head went there first. It's like, I don't know how I'll show this bloke.
He's me, Roger.
He's hard as a fucking.
So some poor cunt in Nepal has just copped this big fucking eye full of old mates.
Not
Roger.
Poor cunt, he's hacking.
I know, but. Yeah, no, you're right. Fuck him.
So he's gone out of his way to send you his cock?
No, he sent me.
But is his cock in the photo?
He sent a screenshot of the conversation and his cock happened to be in it, Gabe. this is what's happening. Okay, just between me and you. Gabe's trying to see if he wants to see the dick.
You can see the dick afterwards, Gabe.
You see enough dicks on Grindr, Gay Gabe.
You're doing nothing to shake the nickname Gay Gabe at the moment. Well, that's not good, but the hacker's been dealt with.
I think the hacker's been defeated by the cock shot.
Well,
so I'm not saying the ladies out there to send titty pics to this hacker. What I'm saying, not to the hacker, yeah, to the hacker. I'm to the scammer rather. He's not a hacker. He's just some fucking idiot.
He's an idiot.
What you should do is send cock shots.
Yeah.
Send, if you are a lady and you get scammed by someone pretending to be me, look up, this is what I do when every time Claire goes to the bathroom, she leaves a phone there. I always look up big black dick and leave it on her phone all the time. It's hilarious.
Foolproof.
Do that, screenshot it, and send him a big black dick and say it's from the big man.
Not a bad idea.
I think it's a great move. Now, the reason that that post that I had had a lot of likes was Claire and I announced that we are having a baby.
They're pregnant, ladies and gentlemen.
We are preggers. It was announced last week on Patreon. So if you weren't here on Patreon last week, that's the sort of insights you get. Insights.
Yeah.
On Patreon. So that's why you should join for $1 a month. But man, what a full on thing.
It's so sick.
It's great. Like, I'm extremely pumped. I'm excited.
Anxious.
But I'm very scared.
Yeah. It's like, huge.
It's massive. And it's a massive life change. You know, we won't be able to do all the things we used to do.
What, like drink cups of tea and go to bed at 6 o'clock?
Listen, mate. Your attitude today has been off, all right?
My attitude's great. I'm so excited. This is fucking awesome.
It is great news. And, well, I like a bit of a sleep in, so I'm a bit worried about that.
A bit.
I get up at 7:30. That's pretty early.
That's
pretty early. It's not.
I mean, some of us have been at work for an hour by then, but it's, you know, whatever.
What time you knock off in the afternoon, mate? 2 o'clock?
No. No, I don't. I fucking wish. I've knocked off at 2 o'clock.
But, mate, that's why it's important to own the business.
Yes. Anyway, let's not talk about work. Let's talk about babies.
So, yeah.
It's so exciting.
We are with child, and Claire is ballooning as we speak.
Yeah, she's like, I got a little belly. I was like, Claire, I've been sourcing pretty heavily lately. I got a belly too. It's all good. And she doesn't even have a belly.
Mate,
she's barely showing.
We had Indian the other night and we both blew out.
Yeah.
We both looked pregnant.
Bit of trumpet bum after it as well, after a good Indian.
And it smelt like the dish.
It just smells exact, bro. Every time, because I'm very...
Because I'm in
vanilla with my Indian chocolate. Oh, it's butter chicken,
curry, garlic,
cheese and garlic naan. Yeah, yeah. If I'm hungover, there'll be a can of Black Dock involved as well. Can of Coke, the Black Dock. Because it makes you feel better and it's black. It's the Black Dock. Oh,
Black Cock, gotcha.
The Black Dock.
Yeah.
But you're 100% right. As soon as you start flatulating, it smells exactly like...
It's the same with bolognese.
Whatever's in it just comes straight out your ass. It's
but
hilarious.
As you said, we're not here to talk work. We're here to talk
about... We're here to talk poos.
Babies.
We're here to talk bowel movements. I mean, babies.
So we've got Claire's through her first trimester, which is great. That's as of the last couple of days. And that's the most nerve-wracking time. Miscarriages happen, yep. But I'll post that, but that's the most nerve-wracking time. And one of the things we decided to do was tell people earlier, like our friends and that. So obviously we didn't tell Gabe, but we...
Got me.
Gotcha. You know what I noticed the other day is Claire did one of those, like the turn of phrases.
Yeah.
And she nailed it like a comedian would on stage.
Yeah.
Like
this Claire's
one.
Very funny.
She's the funniest woman I've ever met. She said this the other day too. She goes, why aren't women funny? She said, I was at this thing the other day and they're just not funny.
I mean, she's not just funny. She's insightful.
She said, like, I was cracking jokes and none of them laughed. They just looked at me like I was being serious. And I was like,
she's an astute observer and she's funny.
Because our neighbor was saying, oh, they were there and there's these random chicks that they were at the same shindig, but they didn't know. And it started raining. And started coming in and it was like getting on the table. And she goes, oh, someone's pissing on us. And all the other women are like going, no, it's the rain.
Yeah.
And I was like.
Clary's got that real like out there. She's funny.
She's a mad bogan like a bloody husband.
It's good.
And anyway, so.
And yes. There's going to be a little bogan baby.
Little bogan babes. And man, we decided that this was like the plan. Like we planned this year to tour, get married, have a baby. And. We fell pregnant very quickly.
Great swimmers.
They call me Thorpey.
They reckon he's got some lethal swimmers.
Like, I don't know if my swimmers are full of like coronavirus or something, but it was infectious.
Yeah.
Like it was on.
Yeah.
Like
great.
It was swimmer. Dangerous. Like I am the most.
I call you Hawkeye.
Insatiable ejaculator.
Just dumping loads.
Just dumping loads. But no, I was very proud of myself. But it is nerve wracking even trying.
Fucking oath it would be.
It's like, because it's like it's scary. Obviously, you're locking yourself into a contract here.
It's a big...
A big commitment. Oh, yeah. But also, it's like there's a bit of pressure on you to perform.
Yeah.
And I don't know if other dudes have had this issue as well, but there was times there where I nearly pulled a hamstring and had to feign an injury.
You like, get in your own head.
You get in your own head. You're like, okay, I got to do this. I got to do the job.
I suppose with the like trying for a baby though, it's not actually about like if you're just like pulling a bird and you want to impress it and want to be a start a good route. That to me is more pressure than like because any I can come like that and have many times.
Please don't.
But like that's what like you know what I mean. You're trying for a baby. It doesn't matter how quick you come. You just got to come.
Yeah, but it's that.
But like
it's the pressure of having to.
What,
do it.
What, come?
That's what you get in your own head.
It's the easiest thing in the world.
No, here we go.
I've come twice since we started this podcast.
Well, let's wait. Wait until you and Jesse finally, you know, when she finally proposed to her and make an honest woman.
When I finally root her.
I know you've been at work heaps recently.
Just kidding. I've rooted her heaps.
Poor Jesse.
Oh, yeah. No, that to me, yeah. I mean, like, that's more pressure is like satisfying a woman. That's more pressure to me.
Hang on.
Than getting one pregnant.
No, I've never heard of this concept.
What?
Satisfying a woman?
What are you?
Why?
What are you talking about?
For?
Why the fuck would you want to do that?
Who does that? Does that help make what?
Yeah.
Does that help them have sex? I don't know.
Apparently, you're supposed to.
Nah, fuck that, man. I'm flat out.
Not on this podcast.
I got a fucking raptor.
Not on this podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
So, yeah, there was a bit of pressure, but the pressure subsided.
Pressure makes diamonds, mate, and babies.
Diamonds, babies, and
Claire's got both. She's got a diamond and a baby.
She's got a big rock and a big baby. Yeah. So, but it all ended up quite well. So
it's
well
so exciting,
done.
Man. Congratulations.
And
I'm so pumped for you. This has been a huge year for the Butterfields.
It really has.
It doesn't get, like if you're talking about like life milestones.
Well, how about this? In the last 12 months, we've bought a house, got married, and had a baby.
That's the big
three.
We're
pregnant. And toured around the country.
As well kill yourselves now. There's
well, no, we're gonna. We're gonna. We've got a suicide pact. Yeah. We're gonna leave the baby at a fire station.
Leave it some coin. It'd be sweet. What else is there to do after that?
Well, I'll leave it the podcast. It'll be hosted by the little baby Butterfield. And
yeah,
it'll be good.
I can't wait.
But no, I mean, it's. And I know a lot of people out there, like, they try and scare everyone. They're like, oh, man, your life's gonna change. It's gonna be ruined. We're thinking.
Who says that?
You would be surprised.
No, I actually do think that.
How many people just go,
The people who say that are people who like love getting on the piss and think they like because you can't go out on the piss every weekend.
The people who say that are also the people who 6 months earlier were going, when are you going to have a baby?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
time to have a baby. You're going to have a baby. And then you get pregnant. They're like, ah, you idiot. You fell for it.
Ooh, what are you doing that for? Like you fucking said.
You told me, bro. I'm just trying to be your friend.
What are you doing?
So it's a very weird thing when you find out that it's worked.
Yeah.
Sorry, my gardener's arrived and the
that's all right. You
the
can't
whippersnippers
hear
going.
That's all good.
My
God. Sorry, the gardener's here. You fucking.
I tell you why I hired a gardener. I tell you what.
I'm a diva, bro.
Did you guys tee that up? Did you set that up?
What?
Are you guys setting up sound? No, it's fucking.
Yeah. My gardener's here. He's a fucking random dude. I paid $20 to mow my lawn.
That's all. That's a gardener, bro.
Let me tell you why. Because to get the fucking whip the lawnmower, I've got to carry it over my head to get it past the fucking gate. All right. That's why I'm not just a fucking. I used to love mowing the front lawn, but I did me back in.
I'm not just a wealthy, lazy wanker. There's a reason for it.
And you've seen my backyard. It burns a thousand calories just to fucking mow it. So I do that. So leave me alone.
The backyard does look unreal. The backyard does look unreal.
Does look. Oh. Hello.
That might be the gardener. Hello.
Hey.
He's just making sure he's doing the right house.
Yeah. Hang on. Do you want to continue?
Yeah, I'll continue. Actually, let's have a quick get to know Gabe.
Yeah, let's get to know Gabe.
Flick the mic on, mate.
Righto.
And do not fucking touch those sound effects while I'm talking to you.
Righto.
So let's, obviously, I've been just calling you Gay Gabe since I met you last week. What's your actual name, Gabe?
Gabe Thomas. Straight, for the record.
Yeah. No one cares. awesome. What do you do? What are you doing?
I'm currently employed producing this podcast, and when I'm not doing this, I'm working casually, doing not a whole much interesting. A tobacconist.
That's great because I smoke. So you and I are going to get along just fine. Actually, being a tobacconist, you'll be able to help me. I've got a wedding.
I'm not a good one.
I've got a wedding on in a couple of days, and I want some cigars.
Bro, they're not cheap.
Yeah, I know, but I got a lot of money. No, I don't. What's a like a normal kind of cigar set you back? I just want a couple to wanker up at this wedding.
Bro, like over $40 for one.
Really?
Yeah.
Must have rethink.
Yeah, I know.
Might have to rethink my wedding gift.
Oh, wait, what about old bud you saw putting the speeding cameras up? I saw that on the Daily Blue.
Yeah. Yeah, that was good. So for anyone that didn't see it, there's a fella that gets around. Oh, this is Butsy will like this.
There's a
fella that gets around Newcastle, and he goes on the app Waze, which is like user generated content for anywhere that there might be like speed cameras or RBTs
like
or
maps, like, but with that stuff.
Yeah, it's maps with all the with if you drink driving basically. and this bloke jumps on Waze and he goes around and he sets up wherever there's a mobile speed camera. He'll set up like 100 meters in front of it with a big yellow sign that's like tells people to slow down, and it's really funny. And even so, he set up, I just packing down a job the other day in Carrington, just outside of Newcastle, and this bloke set up like literally 5 meters from my truck. I was like, you beauty, that's hilarious. So I've gone and like said g'day to him. He's like, I'll be back in a sec. He's ran up to the mobile speed camera. He started filming the bloke in it. He's like taunting, like he's giving the guy in the mobile speed camera like such a hard time. And he's come back, he's like, yeah, fucking their dogs. Like, he's great. I can't remember the young bloke's name, but he's like, he was so funny. So yeah, if you're around Newcastle, you see him, give him a wave because he's very, very good value.
Fuck, you mustn't have much on, but if he's just parking up.
Nah, he doesn't. But like the world needs people like that. It's fucking it's very, very good. So yeah. But so yeah, that's you. That's us.
Shout out to that guy.
Shout out to the big fella.
I'm back.
Butsy's back. How'd you go with the gardener, mate? He wasn't knocking to make sure he's at the right house, he wanted his cash.
These kids run across the road, my God.
Jesus Christ. What sort of zoo is this?
Sorry, that's how
I've just brushed
this
out.
Is how I do the podcast now. I just leave halfway through it.
That's all right. Cheers.
Cheers.
So what are you drinking? Young Butterfield.
Oh, my head good. What are you drinking?
So this you don't like this, but I like this a lot.
This is Sheepdog. It is really nice.
It's called Sheepdog Peanut Whiskey. Now, you're a whiskey drinker, and
I love my whiskey.
Anytime we get whiskey out on the podcast, I try to be cool and have a drink with you. I don't like it. I've got the taste buds and the palate of a fucking 10-year-old. Like, yeah. I'm a big baby.
Yeah.
This I like because this is not like whiskey. It's very sweet. Mm. It's almost like a liqueur. Like,
so here's what it tastes like. It smells great. It tastes exactly like a cock-sucking cowboy.
Literally. Yeah. And that's not a sledge.
That's exactly what it tastes like. So yeah. It tastes like Bailey's
Frangelico.
Frangelico.
It's really sweet. So, and I really like it. I had it at a wedding I was at a couple of weeks ago. And then I brought it in here and you said, you don't like it. But
No, it's nice. Like, it's here's how I describe it. Yummy.
It's whiskey for kids. It's like...
It's whiskey for kids.
It's whiskey for kids. It's like menthol cigarettes. Like, it's
yeah,
like...
Yeah,
if
yeah.
you don't like smoking, but you want to look like meek, you want to look like you smoke. It's the same thing. Like tell people I like whiskey, I give
for
it...
For what it is, it's nice.
It's great. I like
it. But I had it last night and I probably poured a double shot, which was too much. It gave me a headache. But I tell you what it's nice with, milk.
And I just had the remnants of my coffee
in
with a splash in it. And that was really good too.
So I told Gabe when he turned up the Savo... he turned up early and sorted some shit out. Good on him. I told him that I had it with milk, and he panicked. These young kids, they don't understand that whiskey, rum, goes really well with milk.
You know who used to drink that, Gabe? The blokes who fought and died for this country. The Anzacs used to drink rum and milk. That's another thing that... This is why I hate anyone under 25, like I was saying before. Some of the young blokes I work with didn't know what two-up was.
What?
Anzac Day just gone. I said, what are you blokes doing for Anzac Day? And they were like, what are you, like, we'll just have the day off. And I was like, well, where do you play two up? And they said, what's two up? And I nearly flicked my claw hammer around and took to them. Like, they don't know.
Anzac Day is one of the greatest days.
It's the same with Gabe saying, why would you drink rum and milk? Because that's what the fucking diggers drank, mate.
Yeah.
Well, I know two up at least.
Well, yeah.
Well, you only know it now because we...
You only know because I just said what it was. I reckon if I'd have come in cold, you'd have looked at me like the young blokes at work. You'd be like...
If I started doing this...
Yeah.
If I
said head them up, if I just yelled at you and went, head them up, you'd be like, what the fuck's wrong with Bluey?
You'd probably bloody have to get on bloody antidepressants. You'd be terrified.
Yeah. So this is... Anyway, yeah. Anyone under the age of 25.
Make me sick.
Fuck off.
They used to drink it, and particularly Anzac Day morning, a lot of older blokes will have whiskey, rum. Rum usually.
Rum and milk.
Rum and milk. And it's delicious with like a spiced rum, like a Sailor Jerry and milk.
A nice cracking spiced rum.
I was saying to Gay before,
when we used to play footy on a Friday night out of Dudley at the Nest, we'd go back to...
I've got so much news. I'm sorry to cut you off. I've got more news for you.
Oh, what?
Continue. It's on what you're saying.
Are you coaching?
I'm playing for Dudley.
Are you?
I'm going to play for Dudley.
You're back?
I'm back. I know. That's what Jesse said.
When did this happen?
One of my best mates is captain coaching. Cookie.
Yeah.
And he said, do you want to come play for Magpies? I was like, yes.
Fucking oath.
Yeah,
that's
so
good.
I'm going to be playing for your old club.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Mate, it's a great club.
Yeah, it's a great boozing culture.
You'll love it.
I know.
I think signing,
I'm so excited.
Signing Ethan Cook is a great move for him as a coach.
Yeah. And for anyone who doesn't know who Cookie is, he was like, he was one of the guys that like was the gun growing up and got into a professional system and then just had a career-ending injury, like ACL reconstruction.
Didn't he have a couple of them?
Or? Yeah, he had one, then came back, and then so he was 18th man for the Panthers, who are the heavyweight now, and he was 18th man, so didn't get a game. Then playing reserve grade the next day, ACL gone. So he's one of the guys that like, if he didn't do that, but he'd probably not, play like...
I'm saying that. He's not one of these guys like, oh, I should have.
No, he's the opposite. No. He's from Gateshead, which is like a pretty rough part of the world. He's very down to
Redfern.
Yeah, it's like the Redfern of Newcastle. But yeah, he's captain coaching. So.
He's a great dude. But yeah. We go back to the Nest after a game and they'd never have the bistro open at like 8 o'clock on a Friday night. So you got to eat. If I don't eat and I drink, I piss the bed.
Stand him.
So, and I prefer not to do that. Once I pissed on my floor and I ended up, and this is a bit of an interesting one to reveal to the audience. I pissed.
This will be good.
So I woke up in my mum's bedroom on the floor.
That's not good.
Mum and dad were in bed and I was laying on the floor in my underpants.
Fetal position, piss pants.
I woke up and mum's like, what are you doing? And I go, I don't know. I walked downstairs and I didn't piss on the floor actually. I pissed in my bed.
And then got out of your bed.
Got out of bed and went and found mum and dad's floor.
Mama, dada.
Weird. And my parents were upstairs.
I met a bloke in Ireland when I was playing footy over there and the boys used to call him Puddles. I was like, why do the boys call you Puddles? He's like, boy, after I have a few, I piss the bed, Luke. And I was like, and then they're like, well, no, he actually doesn't piss the bed. What happens is when he drinks whiskey, he'll piss the bed. Mm. So he might have like 100 pints of Guinness and he'd be sweet, but he could have 99 Guinness and one whiskey and he's just Puddles.
Yeah.
It's very funny.
So that's the plural of Guinness is Guinness.
It is now.
It's not plural, it's singular.
No, plural is
multiple. Plural, yes. Yeah. Yes.
And it is now, yeah.
Well, there you go, Guinness. I like it.
Papua New Guinness.
But it is. You have a couple of spirits, mix it in, or you don't eat. Anyway, so Jark, great friend of the show, Jark Previati.
Lunatic.
Friend of mine. He's moved out to Queensland, actually.
Yeah.
We would always have a whiskey and milk, or a couple of whiskeys and milk. He would also have Midori and milk.
Yeah. That's a weird one as well.
What's the blue one?
Like blue Curacao or whatever
it starts with an A, I think.
Alizé.
Oh, did he have Alizé milk? He had something in milk, one of those weird liqueurs. Yeah. But anyway, we'd have a couple of those, so we'd have a bit of calories in our stomach.
Line the gutties
a little bit, and I think it did help. So if you're out there, give whiskey and milk a go tonight, or rum and milk a go tonight.
Yeah, if you're listening to this podcast, you want to unwind, pour yourself a nice rum and milk.
Mm. It's actually quite nice. We should.
Well, I enjoyed the sheepdog and coffee. That was lovely.
So that a bit of an Irish coffee.
Yeah.
A bit of an Australian coffee, sheepdog and coffee.
That's as Aussie as it gets.
Fuck yeah. But yeah, so what were we talking about with the whiskeys?
It's whiskey for kids.
So what do you think I should do as a father? What do you think I'll be what do you think my number one strength as a father?
Being physically
hot.
Overpowering.
Being hot or
when he lips you.
Oh, being fucking.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
He's gonna. This I thought about. He's gonna be big.
He or she. We don't know if it's a boy.
If it's a boy, he's going to... Well, if it's a girl, it's going to be big too. But if it's a boy...
If it's a girl, it's going to be so tall and hairy.
I'm not made to have a girl, I don't think. I think I'd be a great girl dad, but I reckon that...
What do you reckon you're having? Do you know what you're having?
I reckon we're going to have a girl. I've always said that since day one. Claire thinks the boy.
You'll have a boy, I reckon.
Yeah, I reckon. Yeah?
I don't know. My two of my mates... It's funny because like I'm 30 now and all my mates are starting to have kids. And like, it's funny when you start talking about like, oh, what do you want, boy or girl? Oh, I just hope it's healthy. It's like, we want boys. Boys want
no,
boys.
No, I wanted a girl. I've always wanted a girl.
Yeah, but you're gay. Like,
No, I've always wanted a girl. Because I had younger brothers growing up, I felt like it'd be cool to just mix it up and have a girl. But, you know, that is the concern that something will go wrong. And this is what I was going to bring up before when we were talking about when do you tell people?
When you're pregnant.
So everyone says you're supposed to wait till 12 weeks, the end of the first trimester, because apparently around that time it's the less likely or it's less likely to have a miscarriage.
Yep.
But when I started thinking about that, I started to realize that the reason that people say that is because when people used to blame women for the miscarriages, right?
I mean, I've continued to blame them. Why? Who else would you blame?
But I think it's shit. I think it's shit that you would blame the woman for that, and women didn't want to be, or the men didn't want their woman to be seen as this an unworthy person, and then miscarry, and then they're a bad woman because of it. So they keep it secret, and it becomes their own pain. They might even keep it secret from their husband, and I think that's shit. I think you need to have people around you, and you don't have to go and tell the world.
But that's not the case anymore, is it?
I think it is. You have to.
A lot of people tell their like you wait 12 weeks to tell everyone, but you tell like your close mates. You're like,
well, a lot of people still say you should wait 12 weeks to tell people.
Yeah, to tell. I think that's like to tell everyone.
I don't know. I know a lot of people that don't tell anyone until 12 weeks, even their mum and dad.
Yeah, but they're idiots.
Well, I think you should have a don't tell everyone.
No, tell unless like, you want to. You'd tell your boys. You'd be
tell
like,
your boys, tell boys. Your girls, but...
I've got great semen. Come here, fellas. We're going for a schooner. I think tell you.
If someone... If you should tell the people you want around you in times of need.
Yeah. 100%.
But that's not always
then
been
like,
the way.
Yeah, but that's like, you know... Used to be able to give your missus a clip too. We can't do that anymore, unfortunately. No,
good old days. Could you imagine hitting Jesse?
No.
Imagine that. Imagine how bad that would be.
But I'd like, love to. Sometimes
what,
I'd love
imagine
to.
Imagine what type of person you'd be to hit your missus.
It's fucking bad. We were talking about this before. So like live podcast coming up.
Yeah, we should definitely talk about the live podcast.
But like, so I've been doing a little bit of writing because I'm going to do my first 5 minutes. But I have, the first thing I thought of was like, I've got jokes about like hitting your missus. And I was like, what does that say about me?
So I was just looking up the date. 13th of November, episode 50. We're going to be live at the Newcastle Comedy Club here in Newcastle.
We're going to raise the bat.
It's only available at the moment to people on Patreon.
And I believe...
It's extremely limited too. Yeah, it only has a capacity of 50.
And Editor Lordy just messaged us before we started this.
There's only 30 left.
There's like 30 tickets left. So... A lot of you guys are going to miss out.
So we've sold 20, but it only went on sale yesterday.
No, it's all right. But like just a lot of, it's not going to be big. But if it goes well, we could do a big one for the 100.
Well, this is what I'm thinking. It's almost a proof of concept.
Yeah. If it goes well and we have fun,
yeah,
then
can we do a live fucking show?
I said this last week and I'll say it again. Any live podcast that I've listened to suck for the listener. But for the 50 people there, they're going to have a great time. But it's not going to be, I don't think it's going to be a good listen. But it will be a lot of fun to do. And yes. If it's a lot of fun to do and people have fun, I think for the 100, we go big.
We go big. We go big, big.
We go big. We'll suit up.
Yeah.
I'll get coked out of my head.
Yes.
Do something fucking real stupid.
Yes.
I'll go like full Steve-O.
Yes.
Like nail my nuts to the table. It's like just, we'll go hard.
Okay. Well, here's a question. Who should we have on the show with us?
For the 50th?
For the 50th. Are there any special guests we should have on?
Who do you reckon? I like the idea of just us, but like, what do you reckon?
I think we should have a couple of special guests.
Like, come in and out or sit with us the whole time, or what do you think? What are you thinking?
I don't know. Maybe we could have a microphone and they just come on stage and just hang out for a little bit.
I like the idea of a Q&A with the audience as well. I think that could
be fun. Yeah, have maybe a microphone that travels around,
yeah,
sort of
for
thing.
Sure. Because like the internet, as I say, the internet's always undefeated.
Mm.
And obviously these are the people behind the internet.
Mm.
Like we'll get destroyed and it'll be really funny.
Well, we could do that. We could definitely do that.
I think it'd be great.
Maybe we could do a roast segment.
Yeah.
Where people from the audience could roast us.
Or we just roast the audience.
I think we should roast... that we could pick a couple of people. They could, at the start, they could say, that I want to be a part of the roast, and that's how we end the show. And they come up, they roast us, and we can roast them back live.
I've seen, like, sportsman's lunches that I've been to, they have, like, so they'll do, like, the first half of the show.
I'm going
to
write some of this down.
That's all right. They do, like, the first half of the show, then they have a quick break. But during the break, there's, like, a box with pens and paper, and people from the audience can just write questions that they have and put them into the box. And then so after the break, we'll just go and we'll just answer, we'll answer questions, and we'll be like, who the fuck wrote that? Stand up. And like, we might do that kind of thing.
Yes.
Do some like some, some questions, bit of Q&A with the puns. I really can't wait. I'm really, really excited.
It's
going
to be great. So it's the
13th. Sunday the 13th of November. Sunday the
13th of November. It's coming up. It's a month away.
Bro, it's so soon. This year is fucking evaporated. I'm devastated about it. Well, I'm not. It's been a good year.
Well,
it's been a great year.
Mate, it's next year's going to be crazy too. So, but yeah, it's going to be a fun show. I think we've got a few special guests. Maybe we shouldn't tell the people who we've got as special guests.
I don't know. I don't know who we've got. I thought.
Well, you know what I've done.
You've put the feelers out.
I put the feelers out and people go, yeah, I'll do it. But I've just got to remember who I said it to.
Okay. Do you remember anyone of
note? Yeah, John Bernard.
Hey, he's funny.
I can never say his last name.
And Caruzzi. The comedy club is just like 100 metres from Newcastle's best kebab shop. So that Lebanese guy's going
to
love it.
Maybe we could all go to the kebab shop afterwards.
Well, I know John will be there.
The Lebanese community represents.
He played for Lebanon in a World Cup qualifier.
And he played well.
I didn't realise. I was like, because I've followed him. I'm like, he's funny. And he's ballsy. Like, he'll do very silly shit. And then he put a clip up the other day. He was playing for Lebanon in rugby league.
He
plays
good.
Hooker. He's fucking heaps good.
He's a gun.
So I was like, looking forward to sledging this player. I was like, he could fold me. He may fold me.
Oh, he will.
Yeah,
he will.
And will. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Talk about blokes who can play footy. The great man, 257 represent.
Croaks.
He's going to be there.
Nice.
He said he'll be there, so I'll have to remind him.
Nice.
Don't know about Ponga.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if Ponga will come.
I'd probably not. He probably needs to stay inside for a bit after his last few months.
If he does come, we'll have to cordon off the toilets.
I don't really.
Actually,
I'll go with him.
To be brutally honest, if Louis's going to do coke on the show,
I'm doing it with
maybe
KP.
Maybe it's not a great idea for the Knights to send their marquee player.
Don't advertise the show that like I'm going to do coke live at the
Louis's
show.
Louis's going to do coke at 11 o'clock.
I might be high, but like let's just lay it down.
Yeah. Okay. We don't want the police turning up.
Yeah.
We don't even need to go NWA on them.
Nielsen's with attitude. You thought I was going to say it.
I was worried. But
no, I can't wait.
Someone should mock up.
And it's on a Sunday night.
You'll have to take work off the next
day. 100%. There's no way. So also, talking about work off, I'm off work.
You're off work.
So obviously, it's been no secret for the last 9 weeks, pretty much to the day that I've been...
The business partner's back.
Been getting fucked up the ass. By clients, the blokes I work with, just scaffold in general. And so Jeff, my business partner, went overseas for what he told me was a month. He's back 9 weeks later. He's back today. 9 weeks.
So now you're just going to... Have you thought about working at the same time so it's easy?
Well, that's what... So
wouldn't that make sense?
First, I want to make sure it's hard for him for a couple of days. But coincidentally, he couldn't time it any better. One of my best mates is getting married in Byron Bay on Friday. And... We fly out Thursday morning. I need a haircut. I need new pants. I'm going and doing all that tomorrow. So I'm like on holidays right now.
Yeah, beauty.
So you can tell I'm obviously more value this podcast. Yeah, it's because
you're excited.
I've got the fucking scaffold out of my ass.
You called me prior to, and I thought you were canceling.
No.
And that's the worst when you cancel. And
I assume the views go down drastically when I cancel.
Well, they probably do.
They probably do.
But I get a bit shitty because.
Yeah.
Usually because, if it's only us on the podcast,
you can't,
then it's just me. And I go...
If I cancel, you ever watch the Tim Dillon show? You should just Tim Dillon just rant.
Just by myself.
Just put a pair of sunnies on and just rant.
I'll just drink and rant.
Just drink and rant.
Okay, next time I'll do that.
But, no, it's great. And it's going to because I have cancelled a bit recently because of work. It's all back to normal.
But
now.
I get that. You have a real job.
Yeah, it's fine. It's whatever. Fine. No, but it's good. Cause
how long are you off for?
So I've got... So today we're recording this on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So I'm off. Tomorrow's Wednesday. And I told him I'd be back on Monday, but I don't fly in. We're going to Byron. I don't fly in until about 6 o'clock Sunday night.
Okay.
So I'm probably going to take Monday off as well. Jeff, when you hear this... Well, I'll have already taken Monday off by the time he hears this.
It goes out today.
Oh, shit. Well, he doesn't listen anyway. Fuck him.
Fuck the dog. Wanker.
But yeah, no, I'm so pumped. You know, like when you do like work, and then you get a bit of downtime. Like when we're going to Byron Bay, like Jesse, my partner, Byron Bay, just cocktails, fucking food, sleep.
You enjoy Byron?
I enjoyed it because I'm like you. I don't like the sun. I don't like the beach. I don't like crowds and wankers. And Byron's full of
you're going
wankers.
To the wrong spot.
But I do like drinking.
Yeah.
And it's one of my best mates is getting married up there as well.
It'll be nice.
It'll be sick. And there's a heap of us going. So like this sort of group of us cool is like, yeah. And like all the girlfriends are going and a few of the kids are coming. Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's disappointing.
Well, what ruins all these places for me is I go for work. Yeah,
oh,
girls.
Yeah, girls. Yeah.
I go for work. So it's sort of like, it's not the same. And what ruins it is because if I go for a show, I'm not exactly relaxed.
Yeah, you're working. It would be like if I was going up to build a scaffold.
Yeah, it's not the same.
It's
so like, I don't spend all day like sitting back chilling. I sit all day going,
thinking, this could go badly. Yeah, 100%.
Just white knuckling it the entire day.
And then you would finish, I imagine, and be completely exhausted and then sleep, get up and fuck
get
off.
Get up early. Yeah. But that's fine. It is what it is.
That's
it. It's still good.
But no, I'm so pumped. Like, got some time off. I'm going to fucking get so drunk. I could ruin the wedding.
Nah, fuck it. You'll be right.
Fuck him.
I heard before you, when I was walking, I got through this beautiful Blastoise t-shirt.
Yeah, I was going to say
Pokemon t-shirt.
Gay as fuck.
Gay as Gabe.
That's gay as Gabe, bro.
We probably should ask. Gabe, are you married, single? What's going on?
He said before, there'd be a Q&A with Gabe while you were fixing up the help. And he's straight.
I have a missus.
Yeah, what's her name?
Lily.
Lily. That's a beautiful name.
Shout out, Lily.
How old's Lily?
Fuck. Now, 20? Gabe, that's 20? 21?
How old are you, Gabe?
24.
Is Lily's surname Pad?
That's shocking.
Lily Pad.
That's shocking. That's bad.
What? No good?
Fucking stupid.
That's rude. Sorry. Sorry, mate.
Fucking hell, mate. Unfollow the Daily Blue right now, everybody.
Peanut whiskey's gone to my head.
Oh, my God. Just let's end the podcast there.
Just can it.
Cancel.
How far in are we?
We're at 47 minutes.
Nah, we still got more time for the freeloaders.
Damn it. Then we're going to Patreon. We're going to fucking unload.
We've got heaps to talk about. UFC, Perth.
UFC in Perth announced today.
They've just announced UFC in Perth. We've got to go.
Well, I'll be there.
Use your connections.
Yeah, I will. Dana's already called me.
And just make sure you leave your coattails out for me to jump on. And
I'll be bringing you. Don't worry about that.
No, we're going to go.
We'll do something fucking real fun, I reckon.
Yeah.
We could even do a live podcast. Well, maybe not a live show. Maybe a live little Q&A, maybe a sportsman's lunch or something in Perth. That could be fun.
Yeah.
We could tee something up with some of the fighters. Who knows?
Yeah, but that's exciting. But they haven't announced the card yet, have they?
No, it's way too far away to announce it. But
surely Volk.
I'll go out on a limb and say Volk is Israel Folau. Israel Adesanya.
Izzy Folau is going to fight a couple of gay dudes.
He's going to fight Carmichael Hunt. He's going to fight Israel Adesanya will fight. Whitaker will fight. Tuivasa will fight.
Whitaker might fight Charles Oliveira.
He may well.
They were saying that he might fight because he was like, because no one can beat either of them at the moment, so they might fight each other.
Well, Oliveira is fighting, is he not in?
Is he going to fight Makhachev?
Let me just double check this. I think that's exactly who I'm thinking of, Makhachev. Let me just pull this up.
Charles Olive Oil.
Piss off Olive Oil. Yep, you got a low smelting point. Yes, Islam Makhachev is fighting Charles Oliveira next Sunday.
Oh, really?
It is, but
no, it wouldn't be that soon. Didn't Makhachev just fight?
Next Sunday.
Wow.
But here's the thing. There is a bit of a concern because he hasn't entered the country yet. It's in Dubai.
And he didn't make weight and he's like, that's weird.
So, here's the thing.
Talk to Dana.
So, fucking listen to me. I'm about to say something. Alexander Volkanovski is the stand-in.
So it could happen.
He posted today that he is in Dubai and the UFC have like passed his medical and everything.
So he
just
could.
In case. He may very well be fighting Charles Oliveira in 2 weeks' time.
I love Volkanovski. Surely he gets smoked by Oliveira.
Nah. Volk's the fucking man.
Yeah, but he's like
a former front rower. He can take on fucking Charles Olive Oil.
He was juiced up. He was on the squirt butt when he was playing in the front row, surely.
No way.
He was just eating photos of him. He's hairy.
He was just smashing pies, man.
Did you see the pimples in his back through his fucking jersey?
Nah, they're just man
the
pimples.
Dapto Canaries.
The Dapto, is that what they were?
I think that's who he played for. Or it was like one of the South Coast teams.
The Dapto Mad Dogs. Yeah. But yeah, he was he's taken bigger monsters than fucking Oliveira.
Yeah, but they're not. And he's Brazilian black belt.
Doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter,
mate. He couldn't.
No, it doesn't matter. That don't worry about
no.
that.
Fucking old mate couldn't choke him. Old mate had him.
Oh, T City.
Yeah, he had him synced in his like what he's known for.
Yeah, T City. A triangle. That's why they call him T City. The triangle.
But he didn't. Now that's not a triangle. What you're doing there? Triangles with your legs.
But didn't he get him in a triangle?
He had
on
him.
Top
in,
of him?
He had him in a
guillotine.
Yeah, guillotine. Tight. And oh, Volk was like, Volk did it to me. Not to be a name dropper.
It's over, it's
my,
over there.
It's over my side, motherfucker. We should have that as a sound button, a name dropper. Do you know the podcast, Gabe?
There's no way Gabe knows the podcast.
Which podcast?
This one that you're producing.
I'm missing the name dropper part.
Oh, yeah.
Just the most important
it
part.
It doesn't matter. You know what? Turn your mic down.
Week.
Turn your mic down.
Go back to bed.
Go back to bed, young fella.
Back to Grindr. yeah, so when he did it to me, it's insane, the choke.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way a real normal human can say it can survive that.
I mean, those guys are like technically they do it every day. And they also train weights, food's perfect. They're already good at it.
Yeah.
All that, and they do it every single day. Like, there's no way you're getting it.
So a guillotine normally, let's say you come in and try to tackle me around the waist. A guillotine comes in where you're in that sort of position. I grab you around the throat, pull up, and maybe we're on the ground.
It's
I wrap
like
my legs around.
My head's here.
Yeah, this is great for people listening.
Well, get on YouTube. You
well, that's why I was saying you go in to tackle me around the waist. I grab around your neck. It might be on the ground in that position, and then I'd wrap my legs around your hips, pull forward with my arms, push down with my legs that are around your hips, and you would sort of feel the squeeze from there.
You know a great defense for that?
What?
Same as the hacker defense.
Yeah.
If you just crack the fat while someone had a guillotine on you. Because like what you're saying, your legs around my hips, you're exposed. Your freckles exposed. So if you bar up when someone's got you like that, I guarantee
anything
you,
can happen.
They'll let go straight away.
Remember when I did a rugby league safe? Remember league safe?
Yeah. Was that the trainer's course?
It was a trainer's course to go be
run
able to
the water.
Run the field and like help people, I guess, or give them water. They said with neck injuries, sometimes people can get erections. So he said if you're concerned about a neck injury, you can always check for an erection.
I must get a few neck injuries then.
Which is weird because he was...
Fucking hell.
He was saying like, yeah, you can always check if you're not sure if someone's... You can see
what, check and see if they got a boner?
Well, now I'm thinking about going, what?
I think he might have broken his neck. Oh, right, hang on.
It's just one guy per club. He's the boner man.
Yeah.
Get the boner man out of here.
This guy's hard as a rock. Get him out of here.
That's a normal. Fuck, Alex McKinnon could split a fucking...
I knew you were going
to... He should get sponsored by Viagra.
You crack fleas on it. I knew you were going to...
Yeah. They call him the fucking iron horse.
Where is it?
I did an Alex McKinnon joke in the Newcastle show, and it got the biggest ever.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Great.
I can imagine.
So, the guillotine... Usually it's performed with the person doing the guillotine, either standing up or laying down. In this case, T-City was on top of Volk.
Brian Ortega.
Yes, Brian Ortega was on top of Volk doing a mounted guillotine.
Which is like, you're
super
fucked.
Tight.
You're
There's no way out of it. But Volk somehow just...
With his bald little Devon head. It would have been, and he was covered in claret too. He was bloody and his head would have been so slippery. Slipped out of it.
What a moment.
It was what, mate, Rogan was like coming in his pants watching it.
Now that's the man. That's a comer. That's a comer right there, Rogues.
Oh, that's Dana. He would also come in his pants.
Close enough. So, yeah, the UFC in Perth.
We've got to go.
We're going.
February next year.
We're going. We'll book tickets fucking
now.
Very soon. It's going to be an amazing event.
Is it at Optus Stadium? I didn't even look where it is.
I don't know, but...
If it's at... Yeah, Optus Stadium's probably... Or, I don't know, there's heaps of good arenas over there. Yeah, that'll be sick. Get on Uncle Dana, mate. Tell him to bring some Howlerhead too.
Well, I talked to the people from Howlerhead and they said they've got to sort some shit out.
When are they going to start selling it in this
They've got
country?
To sort some shit out with the legalities of selling
yeah.
it in Australia.
Yeah.
Apparently it's very, very hard to
Even
sell something in Australia.
State to state in America, it's really hard.
Yeah.
Mark Norman and Sam Morrill just brought out their own whiskey, but it's different.
Oh, really?
They're New York comics, but they're struggling. There's a lot of places like it's like
well, it's I think it's the same thing. With the Nelk Boys. They've only been releasing it in certain states.
It's a whole thing. So I can imagine if you're a foreign company trying to get it into you know, here, we barely let brown people in the border, let alone brown liquor. So
well, let's make sure that stays the same.
Of course.
Christ,
I mean
goodness me.
Of course.
I think bring brown people in. Fucking stop the Kiwis coming in. They make me sick.
Nah, hang on. That's half my workforce, mate. Hang on. Wait a sec.
They're putting up scaffold for me, the boys.
No, we're actually probably the only scaffolding crew in the country without a Kiwi working for us.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's why we're going so bad.
Why do you hate people not from Australia? That's disgraceful.
I'm xenophobic.
Mm. Yeah, so the UFC's here. I'm having a baby. Claire's having a baby.
You're buying a Ranger
buying
Raptor.
Buying a Ranger Raptor. What else? Well, you guys were talking about university before the show.
I was asking Gabe what he does, and he said he's at uni. And
you are at uni.
I said that's a fucking waste
of time.
You
don't listen real well.
What are you doing? I thought you worked at Smoke.
No, he's doing an online course at university.
Oh, an online course.
Online course.
What are you doing?
So you are enrolled at university.
So you're doing
I do listen.
What are you doing?
Well.
Counterterrorism or something?
Yeah.
But you're not enrolled yet.
It's just an online course. It's not through like university.
What is it?
Oh, so you're not at fucking university.
I didn't tell the cunt I was.
You just said I don't listen.
He doesn't listen.
What sort of online course are you enrolled in if it's not uni? If it's an RSA, what are you doing it for then?
I think he's doing like first aid course or something. He's trying to claim it. He's trying to impress Lily.
Yeah.
Oh, Mrs. Pad.
That is the shittest. Yeah.
Mrs. Pad. So what are you studying?
Social media marketing.
There's heaps of jobs for that.
Mm. No, you'd be good at that.
You'd be good.
You'd be good.
Should go all right.
Yeah.
Got a good in, yeah?
You got a good job out of
it. No bloke who does social media.
You got a good job out of it. Not bad. So, I've been talking to some people about university, and I think it's a fucking waste.
Yeah, of course it is.
I think if you go to uni, you're a dumb cunt. I think you don't have enough drive and you think someone's going to hand you a job on a silver platter. I think you are going to enjoy the rest of your life being in debt, and I think it is an absolute waste of time. Go out, get an entry-level position and learn the job, you fucking
loser. There's jobs you can't do that. Like if you want to be a doctor, for example.
Okay, obviously. Don't just turn up and pretend you're a doctor. Don't be like a chiropractor.
Don't be a dentist. Yeah. No, but like there's jobs that you do need to go to uni for.
Absolutely.
But I agree with you.
You need a tertiary education for lawyers, doctors, all that shit.
That's pretty much it. Architects, engineers.
Yeah, even then.
You can't just turn up and learn to be an engineer.
But you could learn online. You could learn off YouTube videos. Absolutely.
No, but like you have to be qualified. Like if you're building a bridge,
I could be.
You can't just learn off YouTube.
Why not?
Because the bridge needs to stay up.
Why could you not learn that off YouTube,
though? You could, but I wouldn't want you building my bridge.
Well, mate, welcome.
You know what? No bridges for you, Blue.
Well, isn't with Tesla, they don't hire people who've been to uni?
No, that's not true. It's not a prerequisite.
Okay.
Like, you don't have to have gone to uni.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, but like, you still need to know what you're doing.
Sure. No doubt, but you don't have to go and do pay the $30,000 a year to learn something. I'm not talking about engineers and shit. I'm talking about a business.
And arts, business, communications, there's heaps of them that are just a wank and it's a rort.
It's a rort. It's a business.
Yeah,
it's upselling. It's like a large meal.
Someone, the chancellor. This is a few years ago. The chancellor of Newcastle University,
allegedly.
No, it's not alleged. This is we can Google it. The chancellor of which is like the dean or the boss of the university here in Newcastle.
Yeah,
$800K a year.
You're gonna say he was ate someone?
he watched that Jeffrey Dahmer series. Killed and ate some students. No, he's on $800,000 a year. And this was like a few years ago. I learned this. Which like tells you all you need to know. It's like that's more than the Prime Minister earns. Like it's fucking crazy.
That's more than I earn.
No, it's not. Listen, on Patreon, you're gonna want to know. You think the range is bad? One, we're gonna tell you how much a Ranger costs, and you wait till you hear what's coming after the Ranger. You wait till you hear what's coming
it's
after the Ranger.
It's cheaper than the Ranger.
Yeah, but
I'll tell you,
it's an outrageous purchase.
So this is from 2012. Oh, that's probably too long ago, but. Vice Chancellor Nick Saunders was paid $620,000 in 2010.
And that's the Vice Chancellor.
Plus a performance pay of $120,000.
What's a performance pay? How many? Do you know why? Because they get so many Asian students through the door and they're just
They really do.
And they all pay up front. All the overseas students pay up front. So they're just like.
So Newcastle Uni made more. And this is 2010. So I could go back and find out more recent articles.
2010 and the Vice Chancellor got $600K.
How's this? They made $2 million from parking fees.
Yeah.
$644,000 from music tuition.
Where is this listed?
This is on
their website. They would have to,
Why would they list this on their website? We made $2 million from parking fees this year, you idiots.
On that note, we've just hit an hour.
Oh,
we'll go do a little more and then we'll go a bit more. We'll finish this.
$170,000 in library fines.
Who goes to a library anymore, by the way?
Well,
except homeless.
I remember when I went to uni for that very short period of time, you had to go and buy all the books, and the books are fucking expensive.
They're so expensive.
And you have to buy that particular book.
Use it for one class, for one semester, and then fucking...
The uni also got $326 million from federal government grants.
What?
And a further $10 million from student portion HEC fees. It made $12 million from investments from... This is up from 2000... which is $12 million from its investments up from 2009.
Is this still from 2010?
This is 2010. I'll go and find a new, more...
updated one.
This is... It had 35,000 people across all the campuses. 27 More than this is a good one. This is a good one. This is a good one. More than a quarter of the students come from low socioeconomic backgrounds.
Yeah.
So this is all people well in debt,
trying to pull themselves up.
And,
by their
people
bootstraps.
Are like, "Oh, you're fucking Raptors, too much money. How about a fucking HEC debt, mate?"
But the thing, like we're saying, like it's a rort. And like if you go back, the people I know now that make the most money aren't uni students. And I'm 30, so this is like you're making these decisions when you're like 18, 19. You're like. You think you're going to uni to set yourself up. You eat shit for 4 years at uni on no money and get yourself in 20, 30, 40, 50 grand worth of debt. And then you go into an entry level. Once you got your degree, you then go into an entry level position where it's pretty much work experience. You're earning fuck all for another like 1 or 2 years before you maybe get 70 grand a year.
Okay.
But then you can like you say, you could be an apprentice when you're fucking 16 or 17. You're in the workforce by the time you're 22 on 70, 80 grand, and then you can go out and start your own bit. Like, the guys I know now that are making money are people who worked when they were kids and now they have their own shit. This is a rort.
The University of Newcastle, the Vice Chancellor, this is a more updated version, Carolyn McLean, makes $845,000 a year.
That's the Vice Chancellor.
$804,000.
Wonder what the big dog's on. Well, big dog would be on seven figures.
Who's above the Vice Chancellor?
Well, the Chancellor.
Is there a chancellor? This is what you learn at uni.
This is called chancel me now. Isaac, chancel me now. Get me the chancellor's name and chancel me now.
I am. Hang on.
Yeah, because you have like the president and the vice president, so you have the chancellor and the vice chancellor. I bet you the chancellor gets the privilege of not having their salary public.
I bet.
Because, yeah.
Paul Jeans, I think, is Newcastle's seventh chancellor.
What's his fucking salary, more importantly?
The
vice chancellor's on 800 grand.
That's
crazy.
Newcastle Uni.
But the thing with these academics is like, I don't, and like, this is obviously coming from a fucking scaffolder. I don't understand what they contribute. As in like, they only contribute to education. They just like, do you know what I mean? They're just perpetual students. They finish one degree, then they get another one, then they get another one.
They're just...
In terms of, like, the economy...
All they have is very good, the ability to recall information. That's all they have.
But, yeah. I know that the science department stuff do a lot of good research too.
Okay, let's go to the University of Sydney, the Vice Chancellor salary package.
This would be huge. This would be 1.2.
1.44.
Wow.
$1.44 million.
That's crazy.
That is fucking insane.
That's crazy.
That's so much money.
Think of how many Raptors you could buy.
I'm going to buy all the Raptors.
With 1.4.
$1.44 million.
Let's go to Paige.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to head over to Patreon right now. Thank you very much for joining us. I do appreciate it. Patreon, the link probably isn't below because...
Oh, he's got it.
It is below. Wow.
It's on the screen.
Oh, fuck yeah, bro. Good game. Gabe sorted it out. Men from the boys. Head over to Patreon right now, and we are going to talk some more in-depth business.
We're
going to
talk money.
Yes.
Specifically how much you spent on this new car.
Okay, fair enough. So, Gabe, end the stream, and we'll start our new show. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us. Toulou, au revoir. Bye-bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.